Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 25 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 25 to 30.
So, shall we plan what we have to do for this assignment?
OK.
First, we have to decide on our research question. So, how about, is there a relationship between hours of sleep and number of dreams?
OK. Then we need to think about who we'll do the study on. About 12 people?
Right. And shall we use other psychology students?
Let's use people from a different department. What about history?
Yes, they might have interesting dreams. Or literature students.
I don't really know any.
OK, forget that idea. Then we have to think about our methodology. So we could use observation, but that doesn't seem appropriate.
No. It needs to be self-reporting, I think. And we could ask them to answer questions online.
But in this case, paper might be better, as they'll be doing it straight after they wake up. In fact, while they're still half asleep.
Right. And we'll have to check the ethical guidelines for this sort of research.
Because our experiment involves humans, so there are special regulations.
Yes. I had a look at those for another assignment I did. There's a whole section on risk assessment and another section on making sure they aren't put under any unnecessary stress.
Let's hope they don't have any bad dreams.
Yeah.
Then, when we've collected all our data, we have to analyse it and calculate the correlation between our two variables. That's time sleeping and number of dreams. And then present our results visually in a graph.
Right, and the final thing is to think about our research and evaluate it. So that seems quite straightforward.
Yeah. So now let's get started.
That is the end of part three. You now have half a minute to check your answers to part three.